Pleasant weather is occurring across the Midwest this morning, although we do have some fog. It's still hanging on in some of the southernmost portions of the region across southern Illinois, parts of Missouri, and across areas further to the east into southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. Areas to the north are mostly fair. We've got temperatures that are running mostly in the 50s across a big part of the region. There's a few upper 40s scattered about as well. Today's forecast will continue to promote a better environment for the Midwest after the weekend precipitation abated from the region. We'll expect to see generally dry conditions for the next couple of days, and then perhaps we'll run into another chance for some precipitation as we get into the middle and latter parts of this week. Most of the precipitation that's advertised initially is not likely to be all that well organized, but we do have a low pressure center that will develop across parts of the U.S. plains, and as time moves along from Wednesday into Thursday, that low pressure system will move up into the western portions of Ontario, and that will likely result in a rather weak frontal passage across the Midwest as the storm center itself is removed far to the north of the Midwest, but we will see a frontal boundary that's dragged off to the south from that low, and we'll see it produce some rain from west to east across the Midwest, especially as we go from Thursday into Friday. The precipitation associated with this is not likely to be heavy. We'll look for totals running a tenth to five-tenths of an inch, some local amounts getting upwards to around an inch, and the precipitation should be in and out of the region relatively quickly. Now, there will be a cool air mass coming in behind it, and it might just stimulate a few isolated showers across the northern portions of the Midwest as we get out from Friday into Saturday. Most of the precipitation will be very light and not likely to have a big impact, but there will be a chance for a little bit of moisture from Minnesota over to Michigan as this event takes place. The coolest air will settle into the region during this time frame, and we'll likely see a real quick response in the atmosphere, downward on temperatures, but turn right around and warm things back up again as we get to the second half of the weekend and into the first part of next week. Temperatures in the first half of this week are going to be well above average. In fact, today, tomorrow, and probably Wednesday, we'll see highs running in the 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and that is likely to translate into some good drying conditions for those areas that did pick up on precipitation over the weekend. And the temperatures will turn cooler, though, as we get out towards the second half of this week. Thursday, we'll start seeing colder air pooling into parts of the northwestern and west central U.S. plains, and some of that temperature will likely be cool enough to keep temperatures close to freezing near the Canada border in North Dakota. But most of the northwestern Corn Belt will see temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s on Friday afternoon. We'll see the colder air pushing across the rest of the Midwest on Saturday. Temperatures will only be in the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the region, with a couple of temperatures near 60 in the far south. Our lowest temperatures this week will occur about that same time. We'll expect the lowest temperatures to drop off into some upper 20s and 30s across the northern one-third to one-half of the Midwest as we get out into Saturday and Sunday mornings. The coolest air will shift back to the west in time, and we'll likely see a return of milder conditions to a big part of the Midwest as we get into the first half of next week. The bottom line is not a bad one for the majority of the region. In hard red winter wheat country, we did get some better rainfall to occur in central Kansas and north central Oklahoma during the weekend to help ease the concern about dryness in that little pocket. And down in South America, Brazil's northern crop areas picked up on some needed moisture, and more is going to come as we move forward through this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.